Today's podcast is sponsored by Blue Apron for actual, factual, gourmet, home-cooked meals that you can make anytime. Check out Blue Apron. Get your first three meals for free with our link, blueapron.com/Rob. That's blueapron.com/Rob, and get your first three meals for free. I'm Rob Cesternino, and once again, we are back today on Valentine's Day to talk about the most interesting news stories of the week of Tuesday, February 14th, 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Happy Valentine's Day to all of News AF planet. We are back once again to talk with you, and so excited to get into it. First, a man who is spending a romantic Valentine's Day in Hawaii and is in a car right now. Here is Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Yeah. We are staying at this place currently on the Big Island, and it's like the landscaping is gorgeous. The location is amazing. We're overlooking this waterfall. But basically what they did is they converted like three or four houses into a hotel. But you don't get the whole house. You just get a bedroom in the house.
Wow.
But this wasn't like, I found this place on Orbit. So it's like, it's classified as a hotel. Like I never would have known. So there's like a common area, like the kitchen and the living room and stuff. And all the bedrooms have bathrooms, or I think they do. But it's still weird. Like you go in the house and you just like walk back to your bedroom.
Have you stumbled into maybe a cult?
Oh,
maybe, maybe. There's like a bunch of like super old people. Like last night there was two old people in the common room and they didn't know each other. And one of them was talking about all the places she wanted to visit. And the other guy was telling her that he had worked all of those places.
And you didn't have the guts to tell her you're probably not going to have enough time to visit all those places.
I went in at 6 p.m. to get Birgit's bottle heated in the microwave, and they were talking about that. And then I went in again at like 10 p.m. to get a drink, and they were still talking about that. It was crazy because the first time she was like, I want to go see Victoria Falls in Africa. And he's like, I worked there for 3 days. And then like just on and on. And then when I walked back, she was like, I don't know if I should go to Peru or Argentina or what. And he's like, I worked there for like a few days. And then he went on again. I was like, I imagine the conversation all in between that was the same.
He sounds like one of those travel snobs.
Yeah.
The people who go on too. About Thai food from Thailand. Mm-hmm. And they have to let you know, like he was doing. Oh, I've been there. Oh, it's not a real experience. I never went to McDonald's while I was there. We only visited the most, you know, hole in the wall places.
I worked there, so I actually got like the real legit nitty gritty.
What was he doing? How was he working?
I don't know. I tried to stay out of all the conversations.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk to him.
No, you don't. You don't want to open the door to a conversation with old people you don't know.
So, and she was a travel snob too. She was like, all of my kids got to see every single state in the United States before they were 10.
Which means they don't remember any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, it's an odd hotel, but it was we're out of here today. We're going to another island tonight.
Wow. Yeah. Are you trying to take Bergen to every island before she's 10?
I think actually no, we'll be close though. Yeah, I am. Almost. That's my goal now. I didn't realize.
I don't mean just in Hawaii. More islands, I mean, after like this. In the world.
Oh, in the world? Oh God. Yeah, we're going to have we probably got 10 more islands to do. You know, Australia is an island even.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tyson, great to see you. First time I am podcasting with somebody in a vehicle since I podcast with somebody who was going to a Lamborghini dealership to go buy a Lamborghini. So this is very exciting.
Not 100% true.
Why? What, were you in a car another time?
Yeah, this exact time last year I did one from a car.
Oh, wow.
At our location.
Okay.
Well, you know, Tyson's putting off a homeless guy vibe in that car.
Yeah, like this isn't my car. It was just unlocked and I needed a place to sleep.
To sleep and go to the bathroom and then you'll move on to another car tomorrow.
Have some sex with some other random dudes. Yeah.
Why not?
This is the
Valentine's
this
Day.
That's what unlocked cars are for.
And also, let me introduce Danny. We haven't gotten to him yet. Please welcome a man whose motto is Cash Me Inside, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Yes, and I'd also like to introduce myself. Tyson's the man who set the highest bar for Valentine's Day. I'm the man who set the lowest.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I set pretty low bars because by doing this, I am not obligated to do anything else.
Okay. Yeah, but that's a pretty high bar. Hawaii, Valentine's right. Day at a communist commune.
Yeah, we're moving on. We're moving to another island where we're going to be with Rachel's friends. Mm. So basically, it's going to be everybody staying up till 3 talking about stupid stuff and me going to bed at a reasonable hour.
Mm. Yeah, feeling like you're way old.
Sounds like this podcast.
Yeah.
Except that we do it early in the morning.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Of course, it is Valentine's Day. It is also episode number 69 of News AF. So very a lot of romance in the air.
In the air.
Yes.
What? Rob, we've reached that point.
We've reached that point where we're finishing each other's sentences?
Sentences. Yeah.
This is romantic. It seems natural that this would happen on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Yeah. Oh, my God, Danny.
Tyson, we should have already reached and surpassed that point where we can sit in a room and not say anything, but know everything.
Just know. Yeah.
So the future. We got a lot of feedback on last week's show where we talked about Cash Me Outside Girl.
Oh,
a lot of people
wow.
did not know Rob. A lot about her coming into that episode. But now I feel like that we got a lot of tweets from people, mentions on social media, people that are following this story closely. And there was a follow-up this past week when then she returned Cash Me Outside to the Dr. Phil show. Did you guys see any of Cash Me Outside back on Dr. Phil?
I definitely read about this. Rob, you were prophetic.
Why? What did I say?
Well, you got onto the Cash Me Outside Girl train when nobody else was on it. You were kind of, you know, you were pointing her
lots
out.
Lots of people were
people
already
were on
yeah, but
it. Yeah.
But she blew up. I mean, Rob was talking about her, and then she just blew up this last week. She went back on to Dr. Phil. We learned about her dad, who is, by the way, a sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, she was in the news like crazy. I kind of feel like Rob may have had a hand in that.
I don't know if I had a hand in it, but I felt like I did. I was sensing the growing tremors of like I could see the hurricane that was coming.
Yeah.
Nice. Spidey sense.
Yeah.
He has a spidey sense.
Yeah.
For trashy news.
And so just long story short, she went back on Dr. Phil this week and basically told Dr. Phil Tyson that, hey, I made you. You were nothing before me.
Yes. Oh, God. You can't write this stuff. Actually, she probably did have it written.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really great. But how did Dr. Phil react?
He said, thank you.
If she's a talk show kingmaker, that means we have to get her on this show.
Yeah, well, she would never come on this show, I don't think, at this point. The problem is that she's right. Like, at this moment in time, she is hotter than Dr. Phil. But the problem is, in 3 weeks, she won't be.
No.
This is the challenge for her. But she'll be like a spent
uranium rod. You know, we used it to get a little power, but now it's highly radioactive.
It's the same thing as Ken Bone, where, you know, there was like, you know, 48 hours where Ken Bone was, you know, like on par with The Rock for a day. And now, you know, falling
gone.
You know, gravity really taking hold.
Pregnancy porn will take you down.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll follow that saga. I'm sure there will be more stories coming. But let's get into our stories. And for Valentine's Day, unfortunately, we have a lot of adultery-themed stories for our Valentine's Day show, Dana. I don't know why it worked out that way.
I think that everyone writing stories for Valentine's Day, in order to grab the interest of those out there, either have two choices, a love story or a breakup story.
Or the opposite.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's why it's out there.
We have a lot of stories that would be good reason for somebody to bring a picture to Hooters sometime today with either a paper shredder or some sort of a lighter.
Hooters are shutting down nationwide, bro.
Well, they got to hurry up. Hopefully this Valentine's Day stunt will work out.
Get your free
I saw
hot
the Utah
wings.
One closed. I saw there's one in California that closed.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
The one that I used to go to on Long Island, I did some research. Kelly Lynch, one of our listeners, sent me a article that it actually closed in 2012. So it's been gone
See?
For a while.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So this is a story that comes to us in France, where a man is suing Uber for revealing to his wife that he was having an affair. The man requested a car using his wife's phone, and the app continued to send her notifications about his whereabouts, even after he logged out, allowing her to find out about the affair, and now he is suing Uber for damages caused by the divorce. Danny, does he have a case?
What a stereotype, a French man having an affair. No, he doesn't have a case. Come on, you have to use invisible ink and disappearing text messages when you're going to have an affair. You can't be using your wife's phone to facilitate a meetup. That's just bad. Come on.
Right. You're going to use your wife's phone to call an Uber to go have an affair. Tyson, yeah. It doesn't seem, it doesn't add up.
Well, it doesn't. Was it definitely her phone or just her Uber account? They might have been sharing an Uber account. But either way, you get your own Uber account or you go like old-fashioned paperless trail means.
Yeah.
Like a taxi.
Or a taxi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's perfect.
Or you use a carrier pigeon to fly to a taxi man.
Or get this. You really want to wow that lady? Private helicopter.
Private helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Now, but then you have cash. The bank account. Okay.
Cash.
Okay, but where are you getting the cash? You can take that out of the bank? Are you going to sell an organ?
You're saving it
barter.
Up. Saving.
No paper
what
trail.
You're doing is you're skimming off the top every single transaction. You skim to the dollar.
Hmm. Wow. This is that's a long con to plan
it's
your
a
life.
A real long con. Took him 85 years to save up for that helicopter ride.
And now, by then, he couldn't even get an erection.
Yep.
Tyson, is it possible that this man was at a Super Bowl party? And was okay. So drunk that he blew into a bag of Tostitos that called an yep. Uber from his wife's phone. And that's how he got busted. Should he be suing Tostitos as well?
And the Super Bowl?
And the NFL.
I could see that, except for the French people don't recognize American football as a real sport because they wear pads.
Is that true?
That's the age-old argument. Rugby's harder than American football because American football, they wear pads like a bunch of pussies.
Oh, boy. They haven't seen any of these CTE documentaries, I guess.
Nope. Is that the one with Will Smith?
Yeah, I didn't. I don't think that's a documentary either, but no. I've not seen it. I've not, that if you're going to get me to stay awake for a movie, I'm not sitting through a movie about CTE.
Yeah, I got a gripe with the accountant. I was hoping it was a bunch of crunching numbers, but it ended up being like this super spy dude.
Yeah.
I wonder if he would have fallen for this Uber thing.
No, definitely not.
Probably not. Now,
yeah, super spies wouldn't fall for that.
Yeah, Uber has been the subject of so much bad publicity lately between the Uber ban and now this. That Danny, do you think, is this another story just planted by the people over at Lyft?
Could be. Someone should start some car company called Discreet or whatever. Yeah, right? And
Ashley Madison's new venture maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
This is something. So Ashley Madison is going to facilitate driving people back and forth to their hookups to cheat on their partners. Is that really the biggest problem here? Is getting a ride to your what's the right word?
Here's the thing. You
mistress?
Can't walk
mistress.
To your liaison or whatever you would call it. You have to. You can't walk because people who see a person walking, especially around here, you look like a maniac. Like, why is that guy walking? How did he lose his license?
Yeah, it's true, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, you can walk around a neighborhood, no problem.
Yeah,
but the second you get out on a main road, you are like, there's the crazy guy. I saw him walking yesterday.
Yeah, and if you've got a bag in your hands, that takes the whole crazy up like four or five levels. Like, okay, the guy's walking. He seems to have a grocery bag, probably with the severed head of his wife as he's headed over to his mistress's house.
Dude.
So you can't walk. You have to have a car, and it has to be able to take you there discreetly.
I saw the craziest dude walking around, and he was smiling the entire time.
That's weird.
Totally weird, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, in France, walking is more accepted publicly, but public walking in America is frowned upon, at least in a lot of these areas.
So we're thinking Ashley Madison gets back into the game. They could do some type of subscription service, and here's what they do. They drive around, drop you off from point to point. And so they do a bunch of car switches, so it's hard to follow.
Are you having an affair in the vehicle?
I guess you could.
As long as it's one of those vehicles you can hose out.
It's all rhino-lined?
Yeah, it's all rhino-lined.
Like a limo that's just completely rhino-lined on the interior?
Yep. The so employees now, get in there with the hose and just spray it all down.
Ashley Madison is the enterprise rent-a-car of affairs of we'll come and pick you up and take you to your pickup?
Exactly.
Okay, look, There's been worse ideas.
Not many, but some.
There's been worse ideas on this show, even, I would venture to say.
Yeah, I definitely would say, in terms of the ideas that we've talked about. So the problem here was also that the wife continued to receive notifications and updates from Uber. What updates was she getting on what else he was up to from Uber, Danny?
It's like, he's now parking it in the garage.
Yeah, I can't top that. I'm done. I can't.
Okay. So be careful out there if you are planning an affair and going to rely on Uber to get you
Uber's
from place
watching
to place,
you.
From point A to point B. Okay. Another story of somebody busted for cheating takes place. Aubra, one of our listeners, sent us a story about a man who was caught cheating after leaving a revealing comment on Burger King's Instagram page. Now, you knew he was asking for trouble when he was leaving negative feedback on Burger King's Instagram page. He was commenting on one of Burger King's photos. The man said it took his girl 20 minutes to order, but Whoppers were worth it, prompting his girlfriend to respond, "I don't recall going last night or ever liking Burger King. Who are you talking about?"
Sounds like a stunt.
You think this is a stunt from Burger King?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, who's following Burger King?
Two people.
Probably lots, way more people than that follow me. But still, it's like, it's got the feeling of a stunt to draw attention to the fact that Burger King actually has an Instagram page, which until now I didn't know.
It could also be the two kids could have also stunted it, being like, we want to get some of that cash me outside money, you know?
Yeah.
Get on Dr. Phil.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways it could go, but it could be like, I mean, you'd both have to be following Burger King, which I guess if you're dating someone.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
Well, you're sitting in bed and you're like, hey, Burger King posted something fun. You're like, you follow Burger King? And they're like, yeah, you should. And then they're both on it. See, at that point, they're both on it. Or you can go and see what their recent activity is, which is probably a more likely scenario where the girl was like seeing recent activity from her boyfriend and just clicked on it or saw what was going on a little bit there.
Okay, so, let me tell you what happens. Let's say Liz and I are dating. She's like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. She leaves her phone on the couch. I go through her Instagram. I look at her favorites or whatever, and I see she's following Burger King. When she comes out from the bathroom, I'm no longer there.
Yeah, you are gone.
I am gone. Danny's
a McDonald's man. He always has been. He always will be.
That's just the line I will not cross. I won't go to the dark Burger King side.
So you guys bring up some interesting points here on whether this story could be actual craptual. So now the key part of it for me is that if this was a Burger King planted story, is this negative feedback about Burger King enough to feel like that Burger King would not want this out there? My girl legit took 20 minutes ordering in the drive-thru last night. Those Whoppers were worth it, though. LOL. Is that anyway a negative comment about Burger King, Danny?
No.
Yeah.
First,
yes.
It's not. No, it's
fast
not because
food.
She took 20 minutes.
But
to
she
order.
Took 20
to
minutes.
Order.
It's not that
not
the
then.
Burger King okay. took 20 minutes.
Yeah, I got it.
And he's saying it's all positive. It was worth it, you know, regardless. And plus it's happening right around Valentine's Day. It's got stunt written all over it. I mean, if we could go and follow these two people's accounts.
Okay. Well, I have them open. Okay. The accounts are Jordan_VonSmith86. His account is now private. He has 55 posts, 10 followers, and is following 148 people. The woman
that has spam written all over it.
The woman in question, Shanley Rose, has 42 posts, 12 followers, and is following 65 people. Her account is also private.
Also a spam indication. So few pictures, so few followers. I have a heart. That makes me believe the story even less. The only thing that could have topped it is if you could have told me that there was some Russian writing in their profile.
Yeah.
Or a link.
And then the other person in this story is Kit Cass 01. That's the girl that he was allegedly with in this story. Let's see if that's the same thing. Kit Cass 01, listen to this. 54 posts, 6 followers, following 91 people.
No way. Listen to those numbers. They're all way too similar.
Yeah.
No millennial has under 10 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that out of the people that are all following, because they're not following that many, they all randomly follow Burger King.
They may not all randomly follow Burger King. The Tyson might have been on the case where the first guy wrote on Burger King's wall. Like, if I was, like, on some, like, posting some inappropriate comment, like, I get in trouble for just liking people's pictures on Instagram that my wife doesn't approve of. And then she's like,
my pictures?
I saw you liked her picture on Instagram. So I don't think that they all have to be following. But the fact that they all follow a similar number of people, I think that maybe we may have just shined a light on a big thing that Burger King's trying to pull over on the general public.
Some potential craptual news, bro.
Yes. Yes. This could be fake news.
Well, if we want to, repair some of the damage done to Burger King's status here. We did also, did you see the news about the adult meals?
Adult meals, no.
From Burger King. We got an email about it, and we got a Twitter about it recently.
All right.
So Burger King for Valentine's Day is doing adult meals that come in like a Happy Meal box, and they, very interesting.
Yes.
Scroll down here. Here we go.
Why? Do they have an adult toy?
Burger King. Yes, they do. Burger King Israel offering adult-only combo meals on Valentine's Day. So it's only in Israel.
Okay.
And it looks like a pretty sexy box. It's like mostly black with like a red heart on it. And it includes two Whoppers, two packs of fries, two beers.
Mm-hmm.
A romantic adult toy inside.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say what the toy is, but when you scroll down, it says there's the advertisement here, and the adult toys, like, one of them is like an eye mask.
Yeah.
One of them is like a French tickler, and one of them is a head massager.
Yeah. It's very much like a, this is like two shades of gray. You got a blindfold, a feather duster, and like a little thing to tickle you with. I mean, Danny, not for anything. I mean, is sex on anybody's mind after two Whoppers, two large fries, and some soda?
That's why you need the beer. Also, a lot of adult toys are more terrifying than sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got to be careful when choosing what toys to give with that meal.
But we're also talking about Israel. Is Israel like the most sexually advanced country in the world?
I'm not sure.
These toys might be blowing their minds right now.
Hmm.
It's a fair question. Well, yeah, I don't know a lot about the sex novelty scene in Israel.
Yeah.
So who knew? But interesting. But I'm really down on Burger King after the suspicions that we have about this fake story.
Wow.
Shame.
Yeah, that is a shame. So you're not going to get this. You're not going to get to Israel today.
Yeah, the photos, I also think, are very, like, if you take a look at Shanley Rose, Kit Cass 01, and also Jordan _ Von Smith 86, they all end with a number. And I think that especially the women, their pictures look very stock photo-y.
Yeah, it's all just smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And... yeah, not the the good kind of smoke that we use to make a Western Whopper, Danny,
or the mirrors you use to snort coke off of.
Okay, well, save that for when we get to another story later on. Okay. Let's talk about
they still make the Western Whopper.
I think sometimes.
Okay, well, we should go get it sometime. Okay,
sure.
Next,
save it for the guys' trip. All right. A man in Washington was arrested this week after he was quote unquote accidentally texting his boss for help to kill his wife. The text read, "Hey Shane, how's it going? You remember when you said that you would help me kill my wife? I'm going to take you up on that offer."
Oh, I love how polite he is. "Hey Shane, how's it going?"
Like, yes.
"Hey buddy,
he has to
how's
open.
Your day?"
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he goes on to say, "Life insurance worth $1 million, and if you want a bonus, you can kill the woman's 4-year-old daughter. Her insurance is $500,000. If you make it look like a robbery gone wrong or make it look like an accident, she works at Walmart and gets off at 11. I'll split everything with the insurance 50-50.
I just turned real dark.
Yeah.
I turned real dark, dude.
Yes.
This is the crazy part is like it was all fine until he ordered a hit on the daughter too.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if it was fine, to be fair.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, also on top of that, who's working at Walmart that has $1 million policy? Everybody? Is that like one of the perks of being at Walmart?
Yeah, we'll pay you $1.50 an hour, but we'll help.
When you got your significant loved one.
No, that sounds like that is, her own insurance policy.
You know, so, we don't hear a lot about successful hits.
That they're hits if they're a successful hit.
Yeah, that's probably true. But you hear a lot of unsuccessful hits where either they've gone to a cop to ask for a hit or, it's like you got to be careful who you're approaching about hitting other people, especially when you're texting them back.
It is true. But it's the same thing, Danny. It's like with the whole kids with guns at their homes, like you hear all the bad stories, but you don't hear all the times like the kids had a great time pretending like they were a cowboy and then they put the gun away responsibly and nobody got hurt.
Yeah,
like, that's not a news story.
A lot of the people who have carried out successful hits, when they see a story like this, they want to come out and say, hey, I've actually done it successfully now for 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 times in 2 years.
The best part is how he uses the name of the hitman. Hey, Shane.
Well, okay, so there's some other intrigue with this. So he sent this message to the wrong person. He sent this message to his former boss.
Yeah.
And not actually to a person named Shane. He's claiming that Shane was not a real person and he wasn't actually attempting to hire anybody. He was just venting. So Shane is like this guy's own personal Tyler Durden that he is just like venting to about ideas that he's not actually going to do, Tyson.
And when you say former boss, only in the sense that after the boss received these texts, the man got fired.
I sense that this guy was probably unemployable before this.
Oh, you think so? I thought that there was somewhere in the story that he got fired after the fact.
No, because he had been out of work for a while, and that contributes to the financial issues.
If you're sending these kind of messages to your ex-boss, imagine what he's writing down on his resume.
How does he know two people named Shane that's spelled S-H-A-Y-N-E?
He's from rural town in Wyoming.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, should we be on the lookout for this guy, Shane, who is telling people that he'll help kill their wife?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, especially not for, the kid part.
Yeah, just for this guy should be behind bars.
Well, does it say anything in the article about them pursuing Shane?
No, they're saying that Shane is not a real person. I guess you don't want to get on Shane's bad side since he's willing to, kill people willingly.
Oh, yeah, the Trump administration does not want to get on his bad side.
Should we be talking about him right now? I feel like maybe we should be.
We haven't said anything negative about Shane other than his name is kind of weird.
No, Shane is the man.
He's great.
I mean,
he's
this guy is an idiot for trying to get Shane in trouble.
Yeah, Shane's our boy.
Yeah,
he's not... Not my boy. He's willing to take a hit out on a...
But he's a solid guy. Yeah. We're not like trying to find him or anything, but
let's just live and let die,
Yeah, like game respect game, right?
He must be a friendly guy because if you're going to write a text to your hitman, he's got to be a pretty nice hitman to write, hey, Shane, how's it going? Like you're genuinely interested in how's your day going? And he's probably like pretty good right now.
You're friends with him, so you feel you don't need to get right down to brass tacks. You got to do some relationship building first.
You don't want
to
be impolite.
Do you want Shane to text back and be like, well, I've currently got some plastic laid out on the floor. I'm in the middle of a job. I'll write you back when I'm done. I mean, do you really want that return text from him?
Mm. Yeah, sure. It's just an episode of Dexter.
Yeah, that's true.
Dexter was more of a lone wolf, though. He didn't need to bring in any friends.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I didn't see a lot of Dexter's, but I remember the plastic part.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So that man is being still held. I believe that he is waiting for bail. Let me see. I'm not sure what's going on with this guy.
So is his wife still with him?
Yeah.
Seems like no, it's not going well.
Here's the problem with people like this. You can't let him out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because now he's even more angry at his wife.
Yeah.
Even though she wasn't the one that busted him, now he knows that she knows. It's like, what do you do with a guy like this? First of all, you don't let him buy any plastic from Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a red flag. But I mean, how, it's like, what do you do? How do you keep this guy away from his wife?
Here's what the wife does. The wife immediately changes her life insurance policy to someone else, not to this guy.
Shame.
Put it out of his hands completely. Because essentially, like, I'm assuming this woman, what she wants is she wants her child to have the $1 million, but a child can't get the $1 million from an insurance company
set up like
until
a trust.
They're 18.
Right.
Yeah.
Or give the $1 million to a cat.
You give the $1 million to, so you can give it to, like, a sibling or something that you trust to, like, take care of your child or something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways you can go, but I think the first thing she needs to do is take the bounty off her head, so to speak.
Yeah. Just to update the bail. So the irony is his bail is now set at $1 million. So if
he could use that money. he could use that money more than ever now.
Yeah. If he only could get $1 million, then he could get out of jail.
Oh, dude, I bet he's regretting not being able to at least pull this off. Because even if he was still arrested for it and all, he might have had $1 million. Yeah.
It's a real gift of the magi type situation where it's like that, his wife is worth $1 million, but now he's in jail with bail set for $1 million. If he could just get out of jail and kill his wife, he could get $1 million.
$1 million.
Get out of the jail. Oh, the irony.
Never ending circle. Yeah.
Okay. This is a crazy Valentine's Day story to talk about. And this was sent to us by Karen, who sent us a story of two British athletes who are competing on a reality show called The Jump, in which celebrities compete in winter sports. And they made headlines this week when they claimed that their hotel room during filming was being haunted by a sex ghost, Danny.
Also known as an incubus.
An incubus. Wow.
Nathan for you.
Yeah, well, I learned it before then when I looked up the name of the band. But back in the day, women used to claim their pregnancies on an incubus, which is a spirit that would come in and impregnate them in the night.
Mm. Like
instead
Mary.
Of the more obvious alternative,
conception.
Which was their boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I always say it's Immaculate Conception, probably.
Right.
Well, you could do that now. If you go to Starbucks, you get you could kind of get a needle and jam it up there, but... Yeah, this sounds
needle.
Horrifying. It says they were filming. So, I mean, is this a new type of porn?
Oh, so they were filming in the room when the sex ghost showed up?
That's what it sounds like. They claim that during the filming, synopsis here.
During the filming, I thought that meant
they're taping
the reality show and then they go back to their room at night. I don't know if they were filming in the room.
Well, maybe I bet
the
you
reality
producers
show had cameras in the room.
Well, now they're going to put them in the room. The producers, that's a hit.
If they were just filming, it depends on the style of show. Like if it was a competition show where everybody's kind of living together, but it sounds like it was more on location and they probably weren't filming in the rooms.
So one of the female athletes, she had to change room after being violated by this ghost. Two other contestants confirmed her story, agreeing that she had in fact been penetrated by a paranormal spirit. Well, how do they know?
They just sat there and watched?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Danny, what are you laughing at? You got a joke in your head. Let's hear it.
No, I mean, there's so much I don't understand about this story. I guess I'm laughing at my own ignorance. But really, if you're a producer of this show, what's more interesting, whatever stupid sport they're participating in or trying now to capture the first ghost and mortal sex scene ever?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like the movie Ghost.
So listen. So again, this is from this article. This is that another person who was on the show, Emma Parker Bowles, which is the Duchess of Cornwall's niece.
Bowles?
She did claim that the woman, Kadina Cox, was penetrated. She says that she had a ghost going in and out of her. She had a sleep thing. She wishes it were a person. It was going in and out. So I guess that she did not seem to mind other than the fact that this was a ghost, Tyson?
I don't know, man.
We are not equipped to handle, I mean, what
it
kind
says
of...
It she just wish it. Yeah, we're not the
ghost
Ghostbusters here.
Ghost rape kit do you
okay,
have here?
Well, this is a great transition to a similar story, another famous account that had been given to a prominent member of the media. That in this Huffington Post story, they link to an interview that Larry King conducted with Bobby Brown, who who also said that he, too, had a sexual encounter with a ghost. I want to play you some of that interview. This is Larry King talking to Bobby Brown about the time that he had sex with a ghost. And this, not Whitney Houston, okay?
Okay.
About you having sex with a ghost?
Oh, boy, yeah. But this was at a time when I was filming Ghostbusters.
Hold on. So he was filming Ghostbusters and... That was when he had sex with a ghost, Tyson?
Well, they probably go to haunted spots to film. Wasn't the like the library in the opening scene like a legit haunted spot?
Oh, so it was one of the extras?
Yeah, it could have been one of the extras they hired.
So Slimer penetrated Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Isn't that his
movie
name?
Ghostbusters.
You were in the original?
I had a small part in
the
original.
I was in the
two.
Original.
Larry King really trying to name drop that he was in the first Ghostbusters movie for 10 seconds.
Oh, part two.
Part two. And I played the doorman of the mayor. And but I bought this house in Atlanta, Georgia, which was owned by who they say the porn king was.
Porn king of Atlanta.
Makes sense.
Has his house now.
Larry
at the time, who sold it to the waterbed king, and it was just a spooky
changing
house.
Changing hands, a lot of royalty.
Really spooky house. I actually woke up into a. Some would call it, I guess, a wet dream, but it was, it was
you
what
see
it
someone
was.
A girl,
I really saw someone.
Was it a ghost or like a person?
It was a ghostly person.
A succubus.
You had sex with the ghostly person.
Yes. Well, I had no choice. I was mounted.
Oh, she mounted
yes,
you.
Yes, and it was,
Well, now, wait a minute. After this occurred, Bobby.
Yeah.
Did you say something's crazy going on?
I didn't like that house anymore.
He doesn't like the house anymore.
Oh, okay. Two threads that are similar in both these stories. Both involve royalty.
Mm-hmm.
The match, the waterbed king, the porn king, and then the Duchess of Cornballs.
Yeah,
and Larry King.
Larry King. There's a lot of royalty. I guess the moral here is just to stay away.
A good thing I have no royal blood inside me.
Mm-hmm.
The picture behind you, Rob.
Yeah.
Is very. I'd like to know where you got
one.
That. Did you do a Google image search for ghost?
Ghost sex,
coital
Annie.
Relationship.
Yes. But Tyson, how about this? That I mean, this is a huge story. Bobby Brown was violated by a ghost.
This explains so much about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like also Bobby Brown. This could be a thing for him to be like. No, honey, it was a ghost and I didn't have a say in it. And it was, that was a ghost that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was asleep and that was a ghost. Like, I feel like the Whopper guy could have easily been like, honey, I guess I went to Burger King with like a ghost lady.
Yeah.
I feel like you can use the ghost thing now if people
believe. The ghost defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ghost defense.
Which, by the way, is a defense that people used back in the Middle Ages. So we're reverting back to a defense where they got the term incubus.
Right.
I was penetrated by a ghost. That's how I got pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to then when these kids are like talking on Snapchat and then they break up with each other. Then they just go off with somebody else. They're ghosting. They're going to go, now I'm not seeing you anymore. Now I'm in a relationship ghost. With this ghost.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I have yet to see a ghost, but Danny, is there anything that you think you could do to lure a ghost into you while you're sleeping? And
Danny, would you have a romantic relationship with a ghost?
And whose ghost would it have to be?
Guys, you can't just hurl these questions at me.
Is that cheating? Is that cheating?
No.
Tony Braxton?
Ghost?
Would it be Tony Braxton?
No.
He's
but
alive.
It doesn't. Yeah, they have to be a ghost. First of all, that is the first rule. They cannot have flesh and bone.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be a ghost. I never thought when I woke up today I'd be hearing about ghosts penetrating humans, and not just one story, but two stories about this.
And like a real legit account on a radio show from Bobby Brown.
These are people willing to go on television and say that they've had sexual relations with a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that today. I'm not prepared
not
mentally to handle these types of questions.
Violated.
Now, is it cheating? Like, if you are in a committed monogamous relationship, but a ghost has sex with you, is that a violation? Have you committed adultery?
No, these accounts sound like rape.
Yeah, they're not consensual.
This ghost story, this does sound like a little bit of the monogamy loophole, Tyson.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We found a loophole, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, well, the ghost found a hole.
So I may talk, maybe if my wife and I can move into a haunted house.
Yeah, then it will even be more plausible.
Yeah.
I guess that's step one.
Ghost orgy. I see a lot of ghost orgies on the horizon for you, Rob. A lot of ghost orgies.
So what do? You just like put on a sexy outfit and go to a haunted house or like a graveyard or something like that?
Yeah, I think you have to slather your body in salamis.
Here's the thing with a ghost. I feel like if you have a relationship with a ghost, that's going to be the most open relationship because the ghost sees you do everything because he's probably watching you all day long
going like, God.
Poo. And like he sees everything that you do.
And still wants you.
And still
that's true
wants
love.
You.
I mean,
that is true love right there. This is the purest form of love other than the rape. It's the purest form of love.
Where the ghost can watch you poo and still be like, I'm going to tap that later while they are unsuspecting.
Nobody is saying like this was that bad of an experience. Like, you know, nobody is like talking about like I was terrified. This was they were like sort of like, you know, it wasn't my cup of tea, but it happened.
Yeah, it's like they were on maybe something else, like some type of mind altering drug.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bobby Brown's is really just like, yeah, I didn't like that house very much after that.
Yeah. Here's the rest of what Bobby Brown had to say.
At all.
Did you leave soon after?
I did leave soon after that.
You ever find out who the ghost was?
No, I did not.
Ever had another ghost in your life?
No, no more ghosts. No more ghosts.
But that had to be an amazing experience.
Oh my God. It wasn't, I don't want to say it wasn't a dream, but it felt real as we are sitting here.
Like he doesn't seem like this was that terrible of an experience.
No. I just wonder how the ghosts handle the lewds because they don't have a physical form. So how are they slipping these drugs into these people's drinks?
Well, according to Bobby Brown, he told 2020 about this experience. And he says, I wasn't high. I was not tripping.
Hmm. Wow.
Also, Kesha in 2012 told Ryan Seacrest her song Supernatural was inspired by a sexual encounter she had with a male ghost.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how come all these celebrities are having these cool encounters?
Maybe ghosts only want to have sex with famous people.
I'm just hoping this doesn't result in a bunch of pervs.
I'm verified on Twitter.
Yeah, how famous do we have to be? Did you know that only 99% of tweeters are verified on Twitter?
I think it's only 97%, to be fair, Tyson.
Okay. I was just looking down my feed last night, and I was like, there's more people verified on here now than not.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
All right. Let's talk about a story close to Danny's heart. And this is the story sent to us by Patrick Hagen. A man in Spain this week was surprised to find about $13,000 worth of cocaine in a box of Nesquik. The man bought the chocolate powder at the supermarket and became suspicious when the lid was partially opened. The man was still able to use the powder as it was mixed with the chocolate rather than in addition to. But after discovering the mistake, he's now suing the supermarket for moral damage. Boy,
what
a rush that must have been, Danny.
Yeah, I bet his podcast was on fire.
It was lit.
Oh, how would it be to find out that you've accidentally consumed illegal drugs?
Yeah, and broken the word of wisdom.
Going along. Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's like, if I see a container that's partially opened, I don't consume it. I throw it away,
or return it.
Yeah,
you don't put 2 tablespoons of cocaine in your milk to get the day started.
How is he still alive?
And how is this? What is somebody just like? I got an extra $13,000. Let's do a hilarious joke. We'll buy cocaine and then we'll put it into some Nesquik in the supermarket.
Is it possible?
Like maybe he did it to himself.
That's interesting. That I feel like that maybe it was the kind of thing where somebody was smuggling cocaine in a Nesquik container and then forgot one.
Nope.
Like one of the supermarket employees was using it to, you know, swap in the back storage room and then someone's.
It was mixed with the chocolate powder, so it's tainted. It's ruined. You can't do anything with it at that point.
Yeah, maybe they can sort it out. Maybe it makes delicious warm drinks.
Mm.
Maybe that's a new way of cutting. Remember we did that article about how chocolate was being snorted at parties, pure.
Oh, you think that this is a new drug?
Yeah, this could just be the new tasty drug.
Yeah. So do you think that maybe they were just trying to make the cocaine go further, where they were just like selling people? There was like a little bit of cocaine, but then like a lot of Nestle Quick that they were selling to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, normally they cut it with like baking soda, but or whatever it is. Now they cut it with chocolate. That's way better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. They've improved the product.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it took them this long to come up with this.
Yeah. So, yeah, the man is suing the supermarket. Are they the people that you think are the most culpable here, Tyson?
No, maybe not necessarily. I feel like, but yeah, well, no, because the seal was broken. There's usually disclaimers on there that say if the seal is broken, do not use.
Yeah.
He's at fault himself.
Okay.
If anything, he should be sending the supermarket a thank you note for a great night out.
And $13,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think that the person should get a lifetime supply of Quick, Danny?
No. He already had his, he already got his prize in the box.
Yeah. How did they also know that it was $13,000 worth of coke in there?
I mean, I think that they have experts.
Count it grain by grain.
How much cocaine's in there, Bob? Looks like about, I don't know, $13,000.
Yeah.
Okay, write that down on the form.
Write that down. Oh, man.
Do you think this guy got high on cocaine and then draped himself in a white blanket and cut a little hole out for his long and then was running around?
Went to Bobby Brown's house?
Yeah, went to Bobby Brown's house. Stopped at Bobby Brown, Kesha, and Duchess of... Cracking Balls or whatever the other lady's name is. I don't know.
The
what
Duchess
was her name?
Of yeah, well, Emma I like Parker Bowles, the Duchess of Cornwall.
I like Cracking Balls way better.
Yeah. So interesting. All right. And then one other story to talk about. This is from a story sent to us by John Johnson about a Britney Spears super fan has reportedly spent $80,000 over 90 cosmetic surgeries to look like Britney Spears. The man claims he's been obsessed with Britney since he was 17 and performs to her music at nightclubs so the surgeries could be used to improve his shows. Now, yeah, Danny, what's the best way to support a female musical artist that you support? Do you get plastic surgeries to look like them, or should you go with the bathroom mosaic tile a la Mandy Moore?
Or do you, with that $80,000, do you pay an engineer to develop the Britney bot?
Oh, to turn Ooh. Into to,
remember
to build
this
a bot.
Yeah, the ScarJo bot only costs $50,000. Imagine what $80,000 gets you in a Britney Spears robot.
Hmm.
Regular length arms.
Yeah. So here's my question.
Legs.
So that this person, they say that that he has met her a couple times and he even performs in nightclubs to her music. Like, does he go out and do like is this like a drag impersonation of Britney Spears, or does he just go to nightclubs and dance to Britney Spears song and he's not like a paid performer?
He probably goes to karaoke night at every single club he can go to and sings only Britney Spears till they ask him to leave.
Right. Because
yeah, and then on to the next.
I watched a season of RuPaul's Drag Race and there was a guy who was like a professional Britney Spears impersonator. But I don't know if that's what this person is going. It seems like he wants to turn into Britney Spears. He's not doing like a Britney Spears impersonation.
Well, I wonder if he has a basement with a hole in it, and if he dances around with his weenie tucked between his legs and sings Britney Spears songs. Because it sounds almost like he's got a problem that needs some help. Because $80,000 and changing yourself
to
look
like... Yeah, but it's a write-off. It's his job to go around to all those karaoke nights.
Yeah, well, let's hope they don't look into it and find out, like, it's your job. Well, we've sent someone to follow you around, and all you're doing is going to clubs with karaoke night and singing her songs.
Actually, and you have to branch out further and further of a radius because you're getting lifetime bans at a lot of these places.
What, a part of me is glad that someone can like something so much that they're willing to do all this work for it, right? I'd never do that. But another part of me thinks that his family should probably stage an intervention and say $80,000 is enough.
90, I think, right?
Yeah.
Only 80.
It's 90 by now, bro.
By not, but the,
probably.
Yeah, so it's 80,000 and 90 cosmetic procedures. That seems like a good deal, though. 90 cosmetic procedures for only $80,000.
Yeah, that's like $9,000 a procedure.
Yeah, maybe he's starting to go to Mexico to get those procedures.
It's like $900 a procedure.
Yeah, $900 get cement injected into your butt.
Yeah.
Procedure. So,
now, of course, we remember the guy who spent $100,000 to look like Justin Bieber. And, of course, that story had a sad ending to it as that person was found dead.
Then we have Ken Doll and Barbie. Mm-hmm. There's multiple people who are trying to Ken Doll guy was just in the news because he's had so many surgeries. He has a huge cyst growing on the back of his ear that looks disgusting. I'm sure Ken the Doll didn't have that.
Does he have a round front on him now? Like, did he get his genitals removed and stuff to have the...
That is a good question, because to be legitimate, you have to have the smoothie up front.
Yeah. You just put on some sort of a trunk set. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could if you didn't want to be legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're willing to go through all the pain and suffering that he does to look like Ken Doll, I mean, you got to think that he's turned that into a smoothie.
Yeah. Have we talked about the Ken Doll guy on this show?
Never.
No, I don't think so.
He's in the news quite often, so he's managed to stay relevant.
I think we've talked about the Barbie one. We've definitely talked about the Justin Bieber one. It's a shame Justin Bieber one's gone, because what if the Britney Spears one and the Justin Bieber one went to the same karaoke nights?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say he had a baby. And I was going to say, I don't even know if that's possible anymore.
Have you seen the movie Junior?
Not recently.
Maybe we could start a consulting business. Are you interested in becoming a super fan? And we help match up their face with the face of an artist most like them. And then they have to do a little
amount of surgeries.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Instead of 90 surgeries, you're only ending up doing like 6.
Right. So we have somebody come in and they say, I'm such a big Christina Aguilera fan. I want to have surgeries to look like her. And we sort of like... you're more of a Steven Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to Buscemi asking to become more like an Alba.
Yeah, you want them to be the Buscemi.
Yeah, you're like, dude, no, not enough money in the world to turn a Buscemi into an Alba.
Yeah, you can be Buscemi or you can be Ron Howard's brother.
Yeah, you're 30 operations away from a Clint Howard.
Yeah.
Let's just go with that. You're 100 operations away from this person, but we think that with just 30... you could be the new Clint Howard.
That's actually a great way to price it out. To state it. Yeah, you're 10 operations from a Buscemi.
How many operations am I away from Owen Wilson? And how many operations am I away from Matthew McConaughey in that AIDS movie?
Mm. Oh, Tyson, you're 5 steps from Wilson. You're 150 from McConaughey.
From McConaughey when he was in the AIDS movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is it a better way to go? I mean, should you go with a celebrity who's no longer around, and then should somebody try to, get surgery to look like a star that we have lost so that we can feel like that star is still with us? I mean, should somebody be going for the David Bowie, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of musicians kind of do. They all wish they were Bowie. But another option out there is there's a group of people who like to wear full-on latex skin suits to transform themselves into women. And I wonder if you could get one of those the makers of those suits, one of them to make you a Britney Spears suit that you then put on and scare the living shit out of everyone who comes across you on the street.
Okay.
So you're saying go with the old skin suit.
Yeah, the skin suit, which if you look up, they're terrifying, but it might be a cheaper way to go. I think they cost like $6,000 or $7,000. But
oh, you're not saying like a real legit human skin suit.
No. Yeah. These are like latex suits that people put on their entire body so they can become women. You could get one that looks like a Britney Spears.
Yeah. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I did a quick Google search. Seems like...
Do not do it. Yeah, I watched the documentary on it, and it was very... I was disturbed.
Right. Seems like you're already in trouble with Nicole for just having that...
Oh, please.
Did you do incognito
Tyson,
gap at least?
My wife has been under the weather for over a week. In trouble for... That I walk in the room, and I'm, the public enemy number one. This is...
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, it could not be worse at my house right now.
What'd clear your browser history.
She has a sinus infection. And again, I'm very sympathetic, but, that I even you know, the if I say, you know, that I get in trouble for the my tone is wrong of like mm-hmm. I say, you know, is honey, is there anything that I can do for you? She yells at me for that.
Wow.
So it's really a real no win situation.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
I'm going to wear a wire. People think I'm lying. I'm going to wear a wire later on.
No, she catches you with the wire. Think of the repercussions.
No, it'll be worth it.
I've seen enough mob movies.
I don't like being called
know.
A liar, oh Danny. God. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but if you get caught, is she going to cut you into a bunch of little pieces and flush you down the toilet one by one?
Yeah, but you guys will know what happened.
Yeah. Donnie Brasco?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll know.
He's also the beneficiary of my life insurance policy.
Well, my gosh. Get that switched immediately.
I got to see if she's texting Shane.
Yeah. If you switch that to me, I promise to take care of your kids and use that money for their well-being.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a good deal.
I'll do that with anybody. Any listeners out there, make me the beneficiary of your life insurance, and I will make sure your kids are taken care of.
Give Tyson power of attorney. He'll make sure everything works out great.
All right, Danny, what's going on in your bolt hole?
Guys, welcome to the bolt hole.
Yeah.
Ooh, I've got a good story. We've come full circle with the mugshot guy.
Mugshot guy.
Yeah, he just walked the catwalk at New York Fashion Week.
Okay, hot.
Wow.
This is hot mugshot guy.
Yeah, it took how many years, let's see, for him to peak? We're looking at what, a year or two?
Yeah, so he's gone from perp walk to the catwalk.
Yep, 2014. Wow. So in
he's
3 years.
He's doing his little turn on the catwalk?
Yeah, yes, he is. And guys,
you know what
I mean? He looks great. And guess what? Even Kylie Jenner and Madonna were there to witness his transformation like a beautiful butterfly emerging from its cocoon or prison.
Mm. Did Madonna give him a Kabbalah bracelet?
She tried to adopt him.
Yeah.
But he was too old to be adopted, and okay. She was kind of disappointed.
So, Tyson, let me ask you, is hot mugshot guy that hot when he's not in a mugshot?
No.
I mean, I think he's kind of like average male model guy.
It's the eyes,
guys. The hottest he ever looked was that mugshot.
Right. I mean, he looks hot for a mugshot, but I feel like that just like I think that he's like a needle in a stack of needles at Fashion Week, Danny.
Yeah, you're right. Like maybe he should stay in prison where he's the prettiest boy there.
Yeah, if he wants mm-hmm. to get, if he wants to be the belle of the ball, he's got to stay in prison. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You're unique. You come out to New York, I mean, your specialness is lost.
Yeah, so I don't know what
point.
He can do. I mean, I think that he's probably going to be prone to go and be with all of the other models, but I feel like that he's not going to stand out as much anymore.
Yeah, he should have just stayed in prison. Like Tyson said, everybody wanted a piece of him in prison. It's like now, who's he going to get? He's going to get like, what designer? Walmart? It's hard to say because he just doesn't stand out.
Yeah. Tyson, what do you think about if he beats up some of the other models?
Oh, yeah. Good strategy.
How angry is he?
Probably
he
not
angry
that pissed,
all the time.
Considering that he has like a mansion and seemingly lots of women.
I don't think he has a mansion. I think that's fake.
The fake
that's
mansion?
Okay. Fake mansions are real mansions if you're the person taking a picture next to the fake mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a real mansion, but it's like all the guys that post pictures of themselves with Lamborghinis on Instagram probably don't own those Lamborghinis.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
I actually found a meme. I Googled this guy. I found a meme, and it said living proof that sometimes you just take a good picture. And there's here he is with a worse picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's handsome enough, but yeah, he's not like his whole thing. The whole mystique and intrigue was the mugshot.
Yeah. Whatever happened to hot grandpa? I feel like that guy, we never hear about that guy anymore.
Well, I think he was a homophobe. So I think that once you get labeled that, you're done. He's not going to get asked to go to New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, why doesn't he go to Fashion Week?
Oh, yeah, well, Mr. Steal Your Grandma.
Mr. Steal Your Grandma. Is he still at it?
I haven't seen anything.
We will have
recently.
To wait until he makes the news. Maybe
I'm
he'll end up
on
Dr.
Instagram
Phil.
If he's done anything new. Let's see. It seems like he's still going. He's on Instagram still. He's Irvin Randall is his name.
But yeah. He doesn't have a lot of time. He's got to get out there right now.
Yeah.
Strike while the iron's cooling
down. He went to the Super Bowl. He was there at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. One last story.
Okay.
This is one that it's relevant. We've talked about death. We've talked about succubuses and incubuses, and I think that we may have found the perfect candidate for a succubus. This is one of the most scathing obituaries ever written. Did you guys see this in the news?
Scathing obituary?
Yes. So it starts off saying that this man who died at the age of 75 lived 29 years longer than expected and much longer than he deserved.
Ouch.
Let me keep reading it. He leaves behind two relieved children, a son and daughter, along with six grandchildren and countless other victims, including an ex-wife, relatives, friends, neighbors, doctors, nurses, and random strangers. He did not contribute to society or serve his community, and he possessed no redeeming qualities besides quick-witted sarcasm, which was amusing during his sober days.
Mm.
With Leslie's passing, he will be missed only for what he never did, being a loving husband, father, and good friend.
Hi, so you like that?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, was it a joke? Was he in on it?
No, here's the end. Let me read the last line. Leslie's passing proves that evil does in fact die and hopefully marks a time of healing and safety for all.
Wow.
Evil does die.
They have some healing to do for sure.
This is why you need to come back as a ghost, because a ghost can't defend himself.
As
right?
an incubus or just
so,
a regular ghost?
I mean,
ghost?
If he goes, if all Leslie is doing is going over to Bobby Brown's house, he'll never redeem his reputation.
Sexually redeem his reputation with Bobby Brown.
If all Leslie is doing is sexually assaulting Bobby Brown.
Just one other thing on Mr. Steal Your Grandma, that I see a picture on his Instagram where he is hanging out with a Celebrity Apprentice alum, Portia Williams. So that's
a
crossover.
Cool
into the RHAP world at Porsche for real. So it's cool. All happening. Maybe if there ever is another Celebrity Apprentice, maybe Mr. Steal Your Grandma could be one of the people on it.
Yeah.
And Mr. Steal Your Grandma is the kind of guy you want to die because I bet he'd be a gentle ghost lover.
Oh, yeah. Well, there'd be a lot of ladies swooning if anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're woken up at the Porn King Mattress King mansion.
All the haunted houses would be going up in value at that point. Okay.
I mean Waterbed King.
Waterbed King.
Remember waterbeds, guys?
Yeah.
They were so stupid.
Do we have a hashtag for today? Talked about a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Almost too much crazy.
is it ghost sex?
Yeah,
no,
I think.
No. I don't want to even know what that'll turn up.
No, yeah, we don't know.
What about we get Bobby Brown in on it? Hashtag Bobby Brown ghost sex.
Bobby Brown ghost sex?
Bobby Brown was raped by a ghost.
No, let's look again. He seemed to... not use the R word. He didn't throw that around.
Yeah, but it didn't sound consensual.
Well,
I don't know.
I guess he did. He didn't say no when he woke up. If he'd woken up, if he had come,
he
to
didn't press
and like.
Yeah, he didn't like come out and say that this was like something. If it was some sort of violation, you think that he would have come out and like made like some big proclamation like, hey, this is happening. People need to know about this. Yeah. Don't stay in haunted houses. Tell all your friends.
50% of all album sales are from now on going to victims of ghost rape.
Yeah, he didn't have a ribbon. He didn't write a song about it. At least
there
Kesha
were no congressional hearings.
Yeah,
he didn't get a bunch of celebrities to sing like a We Are the World style song about ghost rape.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he was even kind of bragging about it. Like out of all the people the ghost could have had sex with on the Ghostbusters 2 set.
He chose me, and I was
Bobby
only
Brown.
The doorman at the mayor's hotel.
Yeah. All right. Well, all fun stuff. Now, Tyson, are you able to get any reviews while you're on the road in a car?
You know I am, dude.
Okay. All right. So you can leave us a review, newsaf.news.
Mm-hmm. keep stalling.
Okay. Also, I want to thank News AF intern Lita, who does such a fantastic job. You could also hear News AF intern Lita on the Jordan Parhar Lovecast on the reality TV Rehap-Ups special. So always good to hear from Lita, one of our co-hosts on the American Ninja Warrior Rehap-Up show. Danny, you ever watch the American Ninja Warrior?
I've only seen one episode, and that was the one where the girl completed the course.
Okay. Is there only one time a girl completed the course?
Well, she was the first,
okay.
And it was pretty recent.
Yeah, she
Did
was like,
it?
Viral sensation for a little while.
Yeah, that's why I watched it.
Because of the virality of it all?
Yeah, I only watch things if they're viral.
Yeah.
I, too, become infected.
All right.
Hey, guys,
what do you got,
we got
Tyson?
These reviews coming up. Oh, I hope we have some new ones, because after opening this and taking the time to search News AF and then not having one.
And also, you can send us your stories every week. We get them on our Facebook group, which is Group AF. You can search for us on Facebook. Or you can go ahead and email us your tips, tips@newsaf.news. And just make sure you're sending us actual, factual stories. Not to imply that.
Hey, here we go. We got a bunch of them, dude.
Okay. All right, what do you got?
We got, man, there's so many.
Yes,
they're so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like Valentine's Day gifts to us.
Don't tease us.
Yeah, man, okay. We'll do two of them. I teach Now I'm Cool, 5 stars by Big Boy 77. I teach middle school students, and I used to be the nerdy old guy that none of them respected. The show taught me how to go on a voice diet so that I don't sound like an old fat guy anymore.
Oh, good.
When the kids say, "Cash me outside, how about dat?" I know exactly what they are saying, and they think that is pretty cool. I've got Google Fi like Tyson. No, yeah, it's Dr. Phil. I've got Google Fi like Tyson. I watch Survivor like Rob, and I even once drank Mountain Dew like that one guy. This podcast will make you cool with all the kids.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great review.
Here's another one. An intimate podcast for sophisticated listeners. 5 stars by Destiny's Mild. News AF is a weekly podcast where host Danny Bryson lets his guard down and shares a glimpse into his bolt hole. Danny is joined by Survivor and or podcasting legends Rob Sesternino and Tyson Apostle for the pre-show, which focuses on journalistic integrity by ensuring that the discerning audience is not led astray by the fake news stories that are prevalent in today's society.
That's
I never thought of it that way. Me and Rob are just the pre-show to Danny's bolt hole.
You know, guys, that some schools are starting to teach courses on how to detect fake news. That was in the past week.
Was that fake news?
Well,
no,
let's hope not. That would be super meta, but I think that this is probably us having an effect on society.
Yeah, like look at that Burger King story. We saw right through the whole thing. We talked it through. We said, something stinks here.
Yeah, and yet we jumped all over the ghost sex story because that's probably true.
Well,
I mean,
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. I was going to say more, but I'll stop at that. Bobby Brown.
Yeah. All right, well, great stuff all around. What a fun Valentine's Day. What a fun way to kick off a Valentine's Day, even. So, Danny, you have any big Valentine's Day plans after this?
It's all downhill from the podcast.
Yeah.
This is the most romantic thing you did all day long?
This is the most, I've talked more about romance on this podcast than I will the rest of the day.
All right. Tyson, what do you got?
Man, that's a good question. I mean,
your day's gonna
Badly. Yeah, it really depends on what I eat today and how gassy I get.
Oh no! Oh no! Yeah,
that is a good point, actually.
So we'll see. We'll see.
How about you, Rob?
I am going to be taking my son to the movies. That's basically it.
Oh my!
Nicole
be
was
careful,
supposed to work.
Rob.
Nicole was supposed to work tonight, so we didn't have any plans, but I think she's going to be continue to be sick, and so I don't think we have anything going on. I'm hoping that the flowers I have coming for her today will put her in a better mood, but that usually that me getting her flowers ends up with her just getting mad at me for some other thing I didn't do right with the flowers. So we'll see if this experiment works.
Yeah, you got the wrong flowers for the wrong day.
I've gotten the wrong flowers. Why did you get these? Why did you go to the store? I wanted delivery flowers. It's a whole big thing, which all just like demotivates me to do other nice things.
So. And on that note, have a good Valentine's Day.
I respond better to the carrot than the stick.
Yeah. Well,
broken man.
Broken.
Okay. All right. Hope everybody has a romantic Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and I hope that, you know, if you want to and you bump into an incubus or a succubus, then, you know.
Sounds like if you bump into Rob, give him a hug.
poor Rob.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for editing the News AF podcast. And we'll be back next week to talk about the latest happenings in the world of internet news. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Shaka bros, we did it.